Blog Talk Radio.
Let there be light in my life. Let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. I was meant to be. Let there be light in my life, and let me know eternal peace. Let the waves upon this ocean sweep me off my feet, and let my heart fill with the silence of the open. Dark thoughts, goodbye. Hello, clear blue sky. Never ending, reaching far beyond my dreams. Sun dances on my skin, and I'm in between. Let there be light in my life. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be.
Cynthia Fontaine, welcome to Transforming Your Life, Stepping Into Your Light. And tonight, our show is about fear in our life. I'd like to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join me. And I congratulate you for taking the time out of your life to tune in and get some tools for your toolbox to help you in a number of different ways. We talk about a lot of things on my show, and we have some pretty amazing guests, and we'll be getting ready for a new fall lineup of guests in the next couple of weeks, so I'll be looking forward to announcing that to you. Today, September 19th, 2013. We have a full moon tonight, and we're coming up to the fall equinox. It's interesting because I worked outside for 26 years as a letter carrier in the all kinds of weather and so forth. And I used to love the cold weather. And I always said I could live in the Northeast for 7 months of the year and live in Alaska for the other five. But now that I've been retired for, it'll be in 1 month from today, will be a whole year, I'm finding that I'm not appreciating the cold as much as I used to. And I really am not looking forward to the winter, being that I live in the Northeast. We've already had nights down in the low 40s. I'm not looking forward to this time of year, but fall here is so beautiful and the leaves are already starting to turn. Oh, just take a quick breath, gather your thoughts, ground your feet wherever you are. Be thankful for the day that you've had and the rest of the day that you have ahead of you, wherever you're listening from, in the United States or Canada or outside of the U.S. Again, thank you for joining me. For those of you who have not tuned into my show before, I always like to touch on some astrology of what's going on with the planets for the week. And those of you who have tuned in know that I like to touch on astrology. And I say this every week. I need a new catch line, I think. So we are, again, coming into the equinox, the fall equinox, and we are about to come out of Virgo and into Libra. And Virgo tend to be really deep thinkers and think about and analyze everything. And I, being a Virgo myself, and actually have four planets in Virgo, really tend to think a great deal. And so now we're moving into Libra, and that energy is about balance. It's about relationship and partnership. And Venus is playing a very big role now and coming into Scorpio. And Venus is the goddess of love, harmony, balance, justice, and fairness. So we have Venus, this goddess of love, with balance and harmony, and Libra about balance and relationships and partnerships. So they sort of are going hand in hand. Venus is the ruler of Taurus, and Taurus is an earth sign, and Taurus is all about money and values. So this is a really interesting time, especially for the next 8 or 9 months, because of a combination of Venus and also Saturn. And Venus is about to go into the underworld right now. In the next month or so. And that energy is building. And the underworld is ruled by Pluto. So what does that mean exactly? Well, the underworld is the unconscious mind. It's the root chakra. For those of you who are familiar with the chakra system, the root chakra is your first chakra, your base chakra. And that is how you're grounded in family, your stability, your living arrangements, all things like that. But this time is all about going into looking at the things that you really fear. It's the looking at the things that you've denied, that you've repressed, that you haven't wanted to look at in the past, things that you've buried in the cellar, which could be relationships that aren't working, a business that's falling apart that you just can't seem to want to let go of, and old limiting self-behaviors as well. We don't want to see the shadow side or the underworld, the unconscious, so often. And, you know, very often we overlook it and stuff it away in a corner in a closet. And partly, part of that is because the ego doesn't want to let go of what it knows. So it holds on to what it's accustomed to. Now really is all about looking at that dark side and the feelings that have been repressed or denied, and allowing them and allowing the old situations that aren't working anymore to fall apart. Because in chaos always comes out, harmony always comes out of chaos. This is what this time is all about. Now, if you would like to call in today, the guest call-in number is 818-691-7313. I would be happy to take your calls. I am having trouble launching the chat room. I know many of you like to pop in the chat, but for some reason, the chat room is not loading today. I will try again. I've tried several times already. So I apologize, because I know I have a lot of listeners out there who like to come into the chat and say hi, and I love seeing you guys in there. And again, I don't know why it is not working, but the chat room seems to be down. So again, if you would like to call in and talk with me today, I'll be happy to take your call, and we can talk about today's subject of fear, about letting go of the old and embracing the new. And the number is, again, 818-691-7313. And whether you're listening today or you listen later on down the road to the replay, know that because this is recorded live and in person, the energy is just as fresh today as it will be at any day or time that you happen to be listening. And as more callers, more people listen to the replay, the energy continues to build and build and get stronger and stronger. So let's go back and take a look at, again, the ego and allowing the process of evolution or dying and being reborn. We all go through dark periods of our lives, or the dark night of the soul, so to say. And I myself have gone through them and really have had to search hard for answers to questions that sometimes don't have answers to. Many of you who listen to my show know that I lost my younger brother on August 22nd, very tragically, when he took his own life. And that was that's a really, really hard thing for me. Being who I am and what I do, knowing that, first of all, he didn't reach out to me, and second of all, wondering what else I could have done to help him. But really, when it comes down to it, is we, each and every one of us, are the only ones who are in charge of our own ship. Only we can make those decisions, no matter who's there to lend a hand. You have to be ready to take the hand and grab it. So for any of you who may be out there, who may be feeling overwhelmed, stressed, so forth, reach out to someone who can help you. I really, really encourage you to do that. Embrace the possibility of allowing help. It can make the difference between being here today and not being here tomorrow. And also, it's so difficult for those who are left behind, and the questions, and you know, you always wonder what could I do? I need to just take a deep breath here for a second. I've gotten so many gifts since my brother has passed away. And by gifts, I don't mean physical gifts, although I did receive in the mail last week the most lovely necklace with a blue and white stone on it, and handcrafted by an artisan in Thomaston, Maine. And I don't have her information with me here, but I will let you know on a future show where it came from. And it has a single feather on it. And my fabulous weight loss coach, Susan Mullen, who sent the necklace to me, had no idea that my brother was known as the wingman. We do a lot of charity work. My two brothers and I, and James was my older brother's wingman. So when I opened the box and saw the feather, you know, I thought, oh, here's another sign from James, you know, letting me know that he's okay. So that really meant so much to me that I can't even express. So look for the signs. Your loved ones give them to you all the time. I had found a white feather 2 days before that, and I had this past weekend at a fundraising event. They had raffles, and one of the raffle prizes was a gift certificate for a tattoo at a local tattoo shop where my brother got his tattoos from. And I turned to the fellow who was running the fundraiser, and I said, I'm going to win that tattoo because I'm going to get my brother's name tattooed on my leg, on my ankle. And don't you know I want it? So again, there was my brother sending me a message. You know, out of all the people who were there, there were several hundred people there. And, you know, I was the one who won the tattoo. So they let us know, our loved ones let us know when they're around, and they send us these messages. It's really to be tuned in to be and be aware and open to what they're sending. All right, my chat room is up, guys. So if you would like to join me in the chat room, you can find it on my show, blogtalkradio.com/chat/chat. ASPX ?host user URL equals Cynthia Fontaine. There's probably an easier way to find that, I'm sure, because I have a different screen than you guys do. So probably if you just go right into the link from Facebook or right from Blog Talk, I think probably you can log right into the chat from there. Now, while I'm on the air, I don't typically check my Facebook because it's just too hard to keep track of the chat room and keep track on Facebook and everything going on and looking at my notes and trying to keep on track with you guys. So thank you again, everyone, for tuning in. All right, so now, again, the whole rest of this year and into early next year, into February, is again looking at the shadow side of ourselves and what we fear. The ego never wants to see an end of the being. And the being is not necessarily the physical being, but it can be the being of who your ego knows you to be. And also, it can be relationships again, and it could be businesses that or a job that it's time to move on from. Each and every one of you are more than capable of identifying that shadow side, to face the depth of the shadow and the ego, to let it go, to face the ending. Because when you allow yourself to face the ending of things that no longer work, it opens the space for the wounds to heal. The process of going into what we have suppressed and denied is about looking at what we have, what we consider, or others in our lives consider to be negative or bad or evil. You know, you may have thoughts that no one could possibly love me. You know, I've done terrible things. And sometimes, or very often, the things that we think are so terrible really aren't that bad. And who is to judge? Really, who is to judge? You know, we may be asked saying, nobody's going to love me if I do this or that, or because I've done this or that. Well, is that the truth? One question that I often pose to clients when they have fears about things is the simple question of, is it true? And almost never can the person say, yes, it's true. I know it for a fact. It's true. I just recently worked with someone who has been having a difficult time sleeping and hasn't slept in several months and actually had to take a leave of absence from their work. And when we look at the evidence, and the reason behind the not sleeping was fear of not waking up again and fear of death. So, but when we look at the hard evidence, and the one simple question that I posed is, how many times have you gone to sleep and woken up? What does the evidence show us? Have you ever gone to sleep and not woken up? Well, of course, the answer was no, because the person, the client, was sitting in front of me. Just that simple statement, question. And sometimes we need someone to bounce things off of, to just get a different perspective. I myself have two marvelous coaches, well, three actually, two coaches and a mentor. And even I can use help looking at things from a different perspective. So what a relief to know that, wow, every day this individual has woken up for 40-some years. Really something. Just a little change of perspective. And it's okay. It's okay. So that is one way of looking at fears and being able to get around that fear. And again, the question, is it true, is so simple. But yet so many of us, when we ask the question of is it true, we even still try to rationalize that it is true, though it well may not be. And I'll use another client as an example who had stage 4 cancer, and Boston had sent this client home and said, go make your final arrangements. You only have a very short time left. And this client is still here 12 and a half years later. And one of the questions that I asked her when she came home with the diagnosis was, well, is it true? And she said, well, the doctors said it out. It's true. I said, well, how can you be sure that it's true? And she said, well, I can't. And that opened a whole dialogue. So no matter what going on in your life? Ask that question. Is it true? You may really be surprised to find the answers that are lying underneath. We have lots to cover still of, you know, what's going on in the next 6 to 8 months. And I do want to cover a lot more of this during the show today and to help you guys with your fears. But I do see that we have a caller from the 207 area code, and the last four digits are 1899. So I'm going to take the caller now, and then we will continue with our little chat about Venus and Saturn and how to approach the best approach for the next several months. So, caller, you are live, and who am I speaking with?
Hi. Oh, my name is Sharon. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Hi, Sharon. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm excited to talk with you as well.
So, what do you have to say for me, or do I just ask a question?
You can ask a question, and it can be related to our topic tonight, or if you have a more personal question you'd like to ask, that's fine too.
I do. I have a relationship question to ask.
Okay.
Where is my relationship going?
Let me just tune in for a second here. What's your birth date?
10/25/70.
Okay, and the birth date of your partner?
3/30/74.
Ah, cougar.
Mm-hmm. A little bit. Not by much.
Good for you, girl.
Right. I don't know if that's such a good thing.
Well, you know, hey, the age doesn't matter, you know, really, when it comes down to it. You can be the same age, or he can be older, you can be old. It doesn't matter. It's all good. As long as, you know, you have an open communication and good relationship. But it seems to me that communication has not been so good between the two of you. Does that sound accurate?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it seems like he's, you know, this is more coming from his end. He doesn't like to talk about things. Does he have a little bit of an anger problem?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm seeing his face like boiled over red.
Yes, absolutely.
Especially when I got tickets. Sorry, what was that?
Especially when I got Patriots tickets with me and my girlfriend, he was like so upset.
Yeah.
So,
you know, and it seems like you've been with him for several years. It doesn't feel is a, it's not a brand new relationship. But it's not going in the direction that you'd like it to go in. I feel like that you are looking for something more permanent, somebody who you can talk openly with, you know, have a nice dialogue.
Right, right. There's a lot of childhood issues that prevent us from having that in with his anger.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
We've been married for many years. We've been married for many years, and our souls are just so soul connected.
Right, right. But I feel like that there's almost like a shredding because of some painful things that have gone on in the relationship.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. And where's the alcoholism?
Yes, in him.
Okay.
He is alcoholic, yes. And his family, his father as well, yes.
Okay, do you go to Al-Anon?
I do, and I also, I go to church a lot more now.
Okay, good. Well, you know, wherever you find
just
solace, that's fabulous. Wherever you can find a connection to a higher power and find solace mm-hmm. is a great thing. You know, also, it's important to gather the tools to help you deal with somebody who has addiction. I too have had relationships. My former husband was an addict as well. And, mm-hmm. You know, until I really got some tools in my toolbox to learn how to deal with it, I thought I had to fix him.
Right, and you can't. Yeah.
You can't. No, you can't. And right. I would really like
I just
to
wonder.
Love-
I just wonder if he gets to the point of really fixing himself because he's not there. He's really
there. No, he's not. And mm-hmm. I would love to say that he's right around the corner from it, but mm-hmm. I just don't see it that he's not that close to the finish line.
Right. That's what I thought.
He's just not ready.
Right.
He's just not ready.
Do you see our relationship progressing in the future or just cut losses? And I mean, there are children involved.
I mean, I never like to encourage people to separate or divorce unless I've had a real opportunity to spend some time with them and really know the situation in depth. Because mm-hmm. it's a huge decision. You know,
it wouldn't be my decision because I'm definitely the one who will work at it and encourage change and go with it. But he acts like he's not. He acts like he's not. He's just like, oh, we're just too toxic together. But he's not also very healthy spiritually, you know, and not really looking at change himself.
Right. No, he's definitely not there yet. So,
right.
You know, and this sort of goes along with what I'm talking about tonight with looking into mm-hmm. our own shadow side and our unconscious mind. And sometimes you have to let things fall apart.
Right.
You know,
it's such
a hard thing, especially when there are kids involved. I separated from my former husband when my youngest son was 3. And that's a big responsibility. I had 2 children, and it was, you know, it was a lot. I worked full time, but I thankfully had help from my, I call them my outlaws. They were fabulous, you know. They were really fabulous.
I see with him such a soul connection. Like, we are like yin and yang. Like, it fit everything. Like, the love is there on both of our sides. Love is there. It's all the outside stuff.
Right.
Getting beyond that, because neither one of us have ever been with anybody else that fit like we do. But it's all mm-hmm. the other stuff.
Right.
And it's
crazy. Well, can you look at the other stuff in the whole big picture and say, how important is it really?
Yes, and that's what I'm learning to do. But I mm-hmm. think he's still, like, so much is water under the bridge. Like, we've separated so many times, but we've never really changed.
Right,
and I'm really
right.
looking at that. How much is that important to me compared to that?
Right.
I mean, we can't stay away from each other. Can't.
Yeah.
The thing is, you
have changed, and I totally get the thing that you can't stay away from each other, because I'm back with my...
Right.
Yeah. With my...
It's learning and growth. I think through pain comes learning and growth and changing. He's not there yet, and he's so not positive. He's so, like, in the negative, like, we can't keep doing this, okay? And I'm like, yeah, but here we are together again, and
so
you're going to hurt it or two. Like,
But now you're not living together now, is that right?
We're not living together now, right.
Oh. So, Ken, and you be okay with a part-time relationship with him? Does that work for you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Like, I know he is my soul connection. It's just...
Okay, so what I'd like you to do is a little homework.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really ask and look down deep to the questions, what is it that this person has to teach me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are you learning out of all of this? And because I can see you really have grown spiritually and you're really searching and reaching for the stars,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we have to remember that we can't control anyone else and what their journey is.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I would love to be able to tell everyone when they call in with questions like this that, they're going to get on the wagon and they're going to clean up their act and it's going to be all great. He's not there yet.
Right. No, he's not. I just worry about his decision because he could go one way or the other way, and one way could get him spiritual, which he is not.
Right.
And the other way can end up him in incarcerated. Like, he's just one way or the other, and I just ask St. Michael to watch over my family and protect and let, you know, obviously I have no control, but I do pray to my angels about that.
Right. And that's the best thing that you can do because you have no control over which way he's going to go. And by putting worry into his choices, it's taking away from your energy.
Right.
So
Absolutely.
Focus on what So focus on what you can control. Sending your angels, asking St. Michael, that's all fabulous tools to use. And then just let it go where it needs to be. And it's so hard when we see our loved ones making choices that we know maybe aren't the best, but really we don't know what they've come to learn or what their journey is here.
Yeah, he has so much emotional pain, like he carries, I think, emotional pain from past lives because he's got a lot of emotional pain and can't let it go.
Mm-hmm.
So keep him in that place.
Right. Yeah, it's a difficult thing. I have a very good friend who is in a similar situation and that he just can't let go of childhood emotional things.
There's
past life bleed through going on with him and so forth. And, you know, either it's going to destroy him or he's going to wake up, have an awakening and change. And for my friend, my friend actually lost his brother in the spring, and that was a turning point for him. Because now he's really seeing how toxic his family is, and he's been able to say, you know what, I can't be in this toxic space anymore. But, you know, each individual has to make the decision themselves. What I would recommend for you is to take a step back, keep doing, and when I mean take a step back, I mean take a step back emotionally.
Right.
And keep doing what you're doing for you to continue to add tools in your toolbox and to, you know, be well spiritually and emotionally for yourself and your children. You can sort of, you know, show him the path, but just lay it in front of him and leave it.
Right. Absolutely.
He's got to make it, it's got to be his idea to take the step onto the path.
Mm-hmm.
And the more guidance we try to give, because especially as women, we, you know, and try to control that a little bit more.
Right. Right.
The more guidance you give, the more resistance you get.
Uh-huh.
So if and I like to do this example when I'm physically in the room with people, if someone came up to you and came right into your personal space and was face-to-face with you, that can be really
mm-hmm.
uncomfortable. But
right.
then if they just take one step back,
mm-hmm.
you feel this immediate energetic release.
Right.
So that's what
I feel
I'm
that,
offering. Yeah. Take a step back and just breathe and say, you know what? It's going to be all right. Whatever way he chooses, I'm divinely protected and guided.
And I feel that.
Yeah, I can feel it and
I feel
it
when you say. I feel it when you say that. I have many. I have angels around me. I've always felt protected, and I especially feel it when you just said it.
Yeah,
you
have.
It.
You have. You have a league of angels around you, and guides as well. You have a grandmother
mm-hmm.
too, a grandmother who's coming through as well, who you know you've got a great team with you, and the fact
yeah.
that you recognize them, they really want to offer their appreciation for the fact that you actually recognize them and acknowledge them, and you know hopefully your husband will get to that point in his life. You know, I don't
mm-hmm.
see that it's not a lost cause, you know.
Yeah,
it's just
about that.
He's not there, so you have to take care of you.
Yeah.
You have to take care of the kids. And rather
right.
than putting worry into his getting well,
mm-hmm.
just
right.
send,
positive.
Send, right, exactly. And just love
yeah.
him and say, you know, no matter
yeah.
what, I love
yeah.
him.
Right.
You know. No
Absolutely.
Matter what, I love you, but I'm not going to pull you out of the gutter.
I can't, yes, I can't do that.
Yep, no matter what,
I'm going to. Do you sense my father around? He's been, I felt him around quite a bit.
Whose birthday is coming up?
Who's,
or is there a birthday that's just passed or a birthday that's coming up? Or an anniversary?
Or my birthday. My birthday's coming up.
Okay.
My father's passing. My father's passing anniversary is coming up.
Okay, because I'm seeing a combination. I'm seeing a combination of the two. He passed in September?
No, he passed in October.
Okay, but was he ill in September?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm seeing that it started.
His actual funeral is on my birthday, so it's definitely the dates of him passing and my birthday are coincide.
Okay. Were there candles?
Yeah.
Were there candles lit? Or okay, because I'm seeing candle lighting of candles. He's acknowledging that. And do you still light candles?
Yes.
Okay, because he's showing
Every
me
day.
He's showing me the lighting of the candles, so he's acknowledging. Appreciation that you're lighting candles, and he feels like you're lighting the candles for him. He's showing his appreciation for that lighting of the candles, and acknowledging that you're doing that. So that's
mm-hmm.
really a great thing. And you know, they show us things that you know, of course. Not everyone likes candles every day. I don't like candles every day.
They come through with
things so you know, oh, my goodness, yeah, I do like candles every day.
mm-hmm.
To let you know that, yes, it's really them, and they are watching, and they do see what's going on. Just because the physical body's gone, you know, the spirit continues because energy cannot be destroyed or created. It continues on.
Right. I try to keep
yep.
the energy going. Like my 4-year-old daughter is learning to play the piano, and I have my father's picture on the piano. He played piano. So I'm trying to keep his energy, so to speak, through her, like passing my memories as a child to her.
Uh-huh. He sits on the bench with her when she plays. Yeah.
I
does she
so.
Ever, does it ever seem like she's, you know, like looking at somebody, or does she giggle when
yes.
she's playing?
She's,
yeah.
She has spoken to him at the age
yeah.
of two. She's
yeah.
very connected.
Yeah, it seems like she giggles a lot when he's around.
Yes. She plays
yeah.
with him.
Yeah. Yeah, he sits on the piano bench with her, and he plays right along with her. He really likes
that.
But yeah.
Ball.
Yeah, she giggles. Did he play by ear, or did it seems like he
played
liked
a lot
fun tunes.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, upbeat,
yeah.
fun kind of stuff.
Yes, he was very talented with music.
Yeah, okay. And did he also play a horn, some kind of a horn?
Harmonica.
Okay.
Harmonica.
Okay,
yeah.
That's great. Yeah, because I'm
he
seeing
did,
some kind
yeah.
of a, yeah, yeah. And he could play the two of them together.
Yes. Yeah. Very talented.
Yeah, really.
There's a song. There's a special song that he used to sing to me when I was a child, and my daughter
uh-huh.
knows the words. It's just kind of amazing that she sings something that I sang when I sat beside him when I was a child, because she looks just like me.
Wow,
so
that's awesome.
I see him connecting with her. I feel it, like him connecting with her.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he spends a lot of time with her. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, encourage her that it's okay to, you know, be connected to our loved ones, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Let her know that it's okay.
Well, she never met him. She's four.
Yeah, but, you know, it...
She knew who he was when I showed her a picture. She was talking
yeah.
to him and
yeah.
never met him earthly, but, yeah, she's very much connected and knew who he was with a picture and
that's
kissed
great.
The picture and called him by name.
Oh, that's
she
so
very
awesome.
Much, like, yeah, it was pretty kind of
so
like
awesome.
She met him there before she came here because he died over 25 years ago.
Oh, absolutely. But like I said, he's with her.
And
he's with
four.
Her a lot. Yeah, and he's
yeah.
with her a lot. So they have this
yeah.
Ongoing relationship, you know. So encourage it. Yeah.
Yes,
and,
I
you
do.
Know, once they get into school, sometimes they kind of turn that off. But, you know, yeah, let her know that it's good, that it's okay, and that's fabulous. That's really fabulous.
Right.
Keep doing what you're doing. You know, again, I see that you're really working, and you have focused a little bit on your husband, trying to get him to get the wheels turning.
Yeah.
You know, and now it's really, I really, you know, would like to see you focus on you.
Yeah.
Get down
yeah.
deep inside and figure out what is it you really want.
Mm-hmm.
And then start journaling. Do you journal at all?
Yes. Yeah, I can.
Okay.
I can.
So see what, when you journal, see what things keep showing up in your journaling. And then, you know, highlight them. And you'll
mm-hmm.
start seeing connections and threads through your journaling.
Right.
That'll help. And that'll help you to clear your head and,
yeah.
you know, to figure out, you know, where exactly the picture is going to work for you or how it's working. And, you know, but know that whatever you decide, it'll all be okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. I do feel that. I feel a lot that what has tormented me, I think, in the past was the way he is was the way my father was with my mother. Very loving, very romantic, very sweep you off your feet. But mm-hmm. the issues that he has held on to in pain has caused him to look in other areas for happiness. And I'm like, see, his soul is so much like my father, who I adored. Mm-hmm. They would say, look for somebody like your father. Well, his soul is so much like him. It's the other stuff, the earthly stuff, I think, that has just kind of damaged him, taken him away from, you know, from the goodness in his soul that I see. But not so much everybody else sees, but I do see it. Right.
No, and I totally understand, because, I mean, I tend to, I see people on a soul level as well, and sometimes that can make it difficult to be able to separate from, you know, what is really in our best and highest good.
Right.
Because we're seeing the soul level, which is fabulous, but yet we also have to live on this earthly plane.
Right. Yes.
You know?
That is huge for me. Yeah.
Absolutely. So really do some journaling and get down to what makes, figure out what makes you happy, figure out what qualities, you know, and you can write this all down, what qualities he brings into your life that you love and appreciate, and what are the things that you just can't live with. And then start through and weighing out, and you know, seek out guidance, you know, through Al-Anon or through counseling and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you figure out what the best thing for you is, because you can't figure out what the best thing for him is. Only he can do that.
Right. Great. And thank you so much.
Well, you're so welcome. I hope that was helpful. And,
very enlightening and helpful.
Yeah, and if you'd like to reach me off the air, you can. Mm-hmm. The easiest way is to find me on Facebook and message me on Facebook. I get hundreds of emails a day, honestly, and sometimes I miss the emails. I always see my Facebook messages, and my intuitive page is a long one, I don't know if you're on my intuitive page.
I am, yes.
Oh, okay, great. So you can message me through there, or you can message me through my private page. Either way, and let me know how you're doing.
I will. Thank you so much for all your guidance and your wisdom and your graciousness. Really, it's very comforting.
It's my pleasure, and I've been there, and I totally understand, having lived through, you know, that experience myself. So I totally am there with you, and I get it. I get it.
I feel like I'm strong enough to live it. It's funny, they say
you are.
You wouldn't live it if you weren't strong enough to live it. And I do feel like I am. And I wouldn't have held on for so long if I didn't feel what I feel as far as that connection and guidance to him. Everything always seems to work out for me. He doesn't get very happy about it, because he's like, your life should get worse without me. And it does get good, because I constantly looked for guidance and direction.
Right. And again, you can't, that's all you can control. You can't control him, you know. My former husband is not only is he still abusing alcohol, but now he's back to drugs. And
That's,
you know,
where my husband was when we split up.
And all the years that I tried, and, you know, went through all the begging and everything, and then I got smart and got into Al-Anon, and, you know, started getting help and getting help. And when it came to the point where he was getting physically abusive, that's when I said, I can't, it's my limit, can't do it anymore.
Right, right.
You know, so see what your, figure out what your limits are, what you can live with, what
mm-hmm.
you can what you can't live with, and
right.
go from, and if I can help you further, let me know.
Thank you so much. God
You're
bless
so
you.
You're so welcome. God bless you, too.
Okay.
I wish you the best.
Thank you. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, guys, we are short time here. We have 3 minutes left. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. And it's always my honor and my pleasure when I feel like I can offer some guidance and assistance to all of you out there. I really feel that that's my calling in life and always has been. So I'm really blessed and grateful when people trust me with the fine qualities of their life. And really important issues. It's a big thing. So we didn't really get to talk too much more about what's going on and, you know, how to proceed from now until February. But we've got plenty of time for that because we have now until February. So I would like to let you know how to find me. You can find me on Facebook at Intuitive Medium Psychic Gifted Healer Animal Communicator Inspirational Teacher, Cynthia Fontaine. That is my public page, and that is where all the action happens. If you have difficulty finding my public page, then you can track me through my private page, which is cynthiafontaine.142. You can also follow me on Twitter, Cynthia Fontaine at Cynthia Fontaine. And my email is cynthiafontaine@live.com, though I get hundreds of emails a day and sometimes do miss them. So the best way to reach me is message me through Facebook. I do have appointments available and I am taking individual appointments as well as local groups. I am doing a fundraising event for the Saxon Animal League on September 19th, a gallery reading for, I'm not sure how many people are going to be there, to be honest with you, but it's always fun to do gallery readings. So if you would like to, if you're interested in doing a group thing or have an individual reading with me, please feel free to reach out and message me through Facebook or email me. But again, Facebook is the best way. My website is cynthiafontaine.com. And you can also find my line of all-natural bath and body products at, and that website is alchemyoftheearth.com. And if you are sensitive or intuitive at all, I have some great bath salts and scrubs and a fabulous aura clearing spray that people just rave about. So I really want to thank you for tuning in tonight. Thank you, callers, for calling in. Thank you to those you guys all in the chat room. I love you, and I appreciate you taking time out. And just remember, have a little fun this week. Try to keep it lighthearted, and we'll continue our conversation next week. And now you're listening to
Be a seed.